Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning, we've seen some of the worst flooding along the St. Clair River that we've seen in a long, long time. Tremendous amount of ice buildup out there. And to get an update on how that's going, the flooding threat along the river and the ice clearing situation as well, St. Clair County Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, Justin Westmiller. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. It's been really bad there along the river, hasn't it?
It has. So February 1st started a really heavy ice season, and it all kind of hit us at once. The Coast Guard kicked off Operation Coal Shovel for the year on February 1st, and we had approximately 200 to 500 residents from Algonac all the way to the south end of St. Clair impacted pretty heavily with flooding in their homes.
What's the situation like now? Are we still seeing a threat of additional flooding to some of those same homes? Are there homes that haven't been flooded yet that face a threat now?
So there still is a possibility that we could see additional flooding. Just this past few days, we had very heavy north winds coming down the river off the lake, and it pushed water onto the west bank of the St. Clair River and back into some of those flooded homes again, so that we kind of had a repeat. It really had nothing to do with the ice jams. It had more to do with the 30-mile-an-hour sustained winds pushing that water around.
I know at one point there were probably four cutters out there trying to break up that ice. Have the cutters still been continually hammering away at that?
They are. They're also moving ships through, the fuel oil ships that we need throughout the state and throughout the region to stay warm through the winter. So. And with them moving those ships, that also helps break up the ice. So we have sustained tracks through the ice now that the icebreakers are moving through, and that helps keep that water moving. And we have seen very good success. We now have open water all the way south of Marine City, which is good news.
That is good news. How much of an impact have the temperatures had on this? Because we've been in the deep freeze. I think it's been probably 2 or 3 weeks since we've been above freezing. And has that had an impact?
It's had a very heavy impact. So obviously every day we're below 32 degrees, we're just building more ice everywhere. And every time we drive one of those icebreakers through, we're breaking that ice and making more ice. So it's a careful balance between breaking up the ice jams and doing too much ice breaking and creating more ice for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, as I understand it, a big part of this reason, you kind of alluded to this, is that it was so mild for so long. You know, we didn't have that ice bridge that was necessary, and all the ice just kind of came down all at once.
That's right. Yeah, like you said, there was no ice bridge formed on Lake Huron, which is enormously every year that we have heavy ice. And it went from, you know, 35 to 40 degrees every day, even in January and early February, the end of January. And then just in 2 days, it dropped way below zero and forced that ice on us.
Yeah. How long can we expect to see this continue to be a dangerous situation? I know the National Weather Service has issued a flood warning, and they issued it, it feels like weeks ago, and it just keeps getting extended days at a time. Now it's set to expire tomorrow afternoon. Is that likely to get extended, do you think?
Yeah, so we are working together on that, and as long as we're above minor flood stage at any point in the river, we're going to keep that going as far as I'm concerned, just for the safety and knowledge of our residents in the county.
What should people who live along the river be doing at this point, especially those that haven't? I mean, obviously, if you've suffered damage from flooding, you're dealing with it. But if you haven't yet, but you're, you know, afraid that something might happen, what is there any preparation that people can take?
Well, you still have time if you haven't flooded yet, but the water's getting very close. Remember, those sandbags are used to protect your home. They don't do any good out on your seawall. You won't stop water that way. You stop it next to your home so that it doesn't invade your property, or your domicile itself. And we will be working once it starts to warm up and it is actually safe for people to get in there and provide assistance. We have been working with a couple of nationally recognized volunteer organizations that are coming, they're going to come in and help us. So that is good news as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we get ice buildup every year, but this has been extraordinarily bad, hasn't it?
Yeah, we haven't seen this level of ice jam and flooding since 1987, just a short winter after the flooding of 86.
This illustrates the need for additional Coast Guard cutters, doesn't it? I mean, we could use more help breaking up the ice. I mean, thank goodness we've got the Canadian Coast Guard that lends assistance, you know, as we do to them when needed. But, boy, it just seems like the Coast Guard could use a little bit more cutting power in this region.
I would say that we could definitely use larger icebreakers, but the problem is I don't want to get into the business of deciding for the federal government where they need to place assets either. So I understand the issue, but I don't. It's not my job to decide where they place resources either.
Yeah, enough said. Absolutely. Justin, really appreciate the update. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.